I remember the day very clearly when Nelson Mandela came out of prison. It was the 11th of February in 1990, I think, 1990 or 92, not sure, one of those years. And I was in high school, and we saw in the news that Nelson Mandela had come out of prison, and the feeling of pride and the feeling of finally being honored was so overwhelming. I mean, we were singing for months. We could not stop singing, you know, so it was a really kind of ethereal moment, because you almost couldn't believe that it was finally over, you know.
As a teenager at that time, you can witness the last breath of the apartheid regime. What did you feel when the segregation policy ended?
But it also was very short-lived, because as soon as we stopped singing, we realized that not much had changed, and that the change was something that we were still going to have to struggle to find, you know, that people who were racist yesterday don't suddenly stop being racist because Nelson Mandela is out of prison. That people who owned the means of production, who owned the land and the diamonds and the oil and the gold in the land, were not going to suddenly give it back to us and forget and forgive everything. So it's a daily struggle in South Africa for us to live as one. But I think that South Africa is an amazing example to the world that if you're really committed to change as a unit, then you can change.
A couple of months ago, you celebrated your birthday only with women. Are you a feminist?
I was raised by very strong women. I grew up in a family only run by women. And so growing up, I never knew the word feminist. But I knew that a woman was something quite powerful, and that a woman was something, was an energy that the world needed. So now that I have the language to say that I'm a feminist, I would say that I am a feminist definitely, and that I am also a womanist. Yes, I did have my birthday with women only. It was women only technicians, women only security, women only everything. Everything was women only. And it was an amazing, empowering space. And a lot of the women said that they really enjoyed the idea of having uninterrupted fun, where they could just party the whole night and it was uninterrupted. There was no man to deal with, to say no or yes or whatever, you know. So it was a really, really exciting moment, and I've decided that I'm going to do it as a festival, like an annual women-only festival on the African continent, and I think that that is quite an exciting thing to look forward to.